Hello and welcome to day 5 of our program. And today is all about your self-image. Your self-image is the way you see yourself in your unconscious mind or your imagination. The reason your self-image is so powerful is because your behaviors and actions will almost never deviate from that self-image. We've all met attractive people who perceive themselves as unattractive, or even ugly, or too fat, or they're too old, and so on. Deep down, if you truly believe you're unattractive, you will unconsciously sabotage any attempts you make to appear attractive. Worse still, you'll project that image outwards, and people will pick this up from you, and inevitably, they'll find you unattractive. As you may know, studies have shown that an extraordinary number of people who suddenly receive large amounts of money through lottery wins or inheritance are likely to lose it again almost as quickly. Even people who earn more money will likely lose it if what they are earning is more than they believe they are worth. They'll feel uncomfortable with the extra money, so they'll spend it, or they'll find some way unconsciously to get rid of it. What you believe about yourself and how you think of yourself affects how other people feel about you, because over 90% of what we communicate is unconscious. And because of that, the people you meet are continually responding to your body language, your tone of voice, and the emotional signals you're transmitting. So you are constantly letting other people know how to perceive you by the way you perceive yourself. Unfortunately, if you have a negative self-image, your outer successes rarely change it for the better. No matter how much you acquire on the outside, a bigger house, a bigger car, more money, it will not ultimately satisfy you if you don't feel good or worthy about yourself inside. So how is your self-image formed exactly? While some of the earliest messages you got as a child were no doubt positive, many of them were also negative, creating the self-image you operate from today. Whether you were told you're useless at that, or you're not good enough, you soaked up all the negative suggestions as well as the useful positive ones that every so often came your way. At school, the negativity is often reinforced as your teachers knock out whatever remaining spontaneity and ability to connect with your inner confidence that you had left. Then, of course, there are so many kids around you with low self-esteem as you grow up. And it's a case of you become who you hang out with. Research shows, in fact, that by the age of 14, 98% of children have a negative self-image. And from there, it only gets worse as you build on this moving into adulthood. On day 2, we talked about the importance of the art and science of mental rehearsal. And it's equally as important when applying it to your self-image. Mental rehearsal is how we can best use our frontal lobe and take advantage of its abilities to make significant changes in our life. When we rehearse, we have a more focused and purposeful intent. This is not about winging it. Here we perform as if the occasion were a concert. A rehearsal is supposed to replicate the experience of the actual doing of the thing. In this case, mentally rehearsing and actually doing are one and the same. Each time we initiate some action, engage in a behavior, perform a skill, express an emotion, we should get better. Let's have a closer look at the research behind mental rehearsal. The key component in making new neural connections is focused attention through mental rehearsal. With mental rehearsal, brain connections are made and new memory is stored. We make long-lasting synaptic connections. In 1995, in the Journal of Neurophysiology, an article was published demonstrating the effects that mental rehearsal alone had on developing neural networks in the brain. There were 4 groups of individuals who were asked to participate in a 5-day study that involved practicing the piano, in order to measure the changes that might take place in the brain. The first group practiced 2 hours a day for 5 days on something completely new. They learned and memorized a specific sequence that they physically practiced every day for 2 hours. The second group, they said to this group, come and play whatever you want. The third group were told, we want you to mentally rehearse for 2 hours a day for 5 days. This group never even touched a piano, but were given the opportunity to observe what was taught to the first group until they knew it by memory. Then they mentally rehearsed their exercises by imagining themselves in the experience for the same length of time per day as the participants in the first group. And then there was the fourth group who were told, don't even show up. At the end of 5 days, the experimenters measured the changes that took place. Not surprisingly, there were no neural connections in either the second group or the fourth group. And not surprisingly, the first group grew a large new number of neural circuits. Amazingly though, the third group, who only mentally rehearsed, grew the same amount of new neural circuits. The brain was working differently, they were changing their mind. And on a functional brain scan, the brain looked like it had the experience ahead of the event. So through mental focusing, and mental focusing alone, the third group repeatedly fired specific neural networks in particular areas of the brain. And as a result, they wired those nerve cells together in greater measure. Isn't that just amazing? So what we have to do with regards to our self-image is we have to create the ideal in our head of who we want to grow into. So can you memorize this new empowering emotional series of states every day? Can you imagine that you don't react, that you can just stop and remember to bring up that elevated feeling of who you're growing into? You know, you can rehearse something so well that you can create a new mind before you even take any action. That thought, along with the feeling, creates the experience. Remember, the quantum field, according to quantum physics, will respond to your state of being. Personally, my own self-image was very poor as a child. I had to overcome a lot of programming, especially in the areas of self-esteem and confidence. I really did lack confidence, and that really continued into my teens and my early 20s. So once I got clear and real on exactly where I was in my life, on the content of my negative self-image, and exactly on where I wanted to go in terms of fulfilling my potential, things really began to shift and change rapidly. I began to eliminate any self-destructive habits that were going to keep me stuck. And any of those habits would include holding on to that negative self-image of myself, thinking too small, procrastinating on important actions. I really began to take responsibility for my life and to realize that it wasn't just about me. Every thought that I had, every feeling that I felt, every action that I took or didn't take, not only had consequences for my life, but for everyone I knew and cared for, and for the people who I'd yet to meet. So I really resolved there and then to really pursue my grand dream. I wanted to really make a difference in the world, in increasing people's awareness, in their understanding and their quality of life. And not just outward success, but happiness and inner peace and fulfillment as well. And the results were absolutely astonishing. And they're one of the reasons you're participating in this course today. When I changed my self-image, I immediately began to feel better and happier. I was less stressed, and I suddenly found I had much more energy and a much greater capacity to focus my mind. Opportunities began to flood in, and my finances took a serious upturn, and I began to attract the kind of people and situations that I always wanted to have in my life. So what's my self-image today? Well, I see myself as incredibly happy, successful, healthy, fit, energetic, traveling the world with the most perfect team of people surrounding me from a business perspective and personally, and these relationships are based on trust. I hear from hundreds of people every day about how much my products, my trainings, seminars have enhanced the quality of their lives. And I feel this immense sense of purpose, joy, and right action every day, that I'm doing exactly what I'm destined to do, just as God intended. You see, what happens with people is that still small voice of intelligence, of the authentic self, of who you really are, that can barely be heard underneath that negative self-image. It's like just one day it just gets totally buried underneath it. But by clearing your mind, by aligning with your true self-image, you will begin to see yourself in a new light. In fact, you'll begin to see your light once again. You'll then learn to turn up the volume on that inner voice, to trust in its wisdom, and to begin to follow the promptings and direction of your own wisdom. And when you do that, your life will change forever. So let's talk about how to reprogram your self-image. In the early 1970s, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, a plastic surgeon, noticed that some of his patients experienced no psychological changes. They still had this low self-esteem, no matter how spectacularly he altered their physical appearance cosmetically. Maltz concluded that cosmetic correction to the external appearance doesn't work when the patient's self-image was poor, or as he put it, when they were scarred on the inside. So he taught his clients a simple visualization technique to reprogram their mind that created a dramatic change in their self-image. To his absolute delight and surprise, it often did much more for his patients than the actual surgery. By training his patients to repeatedly imagine themselves as they ideally wanted to be, he noticed they became happier and more at peace with themselves in a matter of days. And that's exactly what we're going to do with you. We're going to do a modern day version of reprogramming your self-image. Remember, our results in life come from our belief about who we really are. So the more you align your self-image with your real self buried underneath that negative personality, the richer, more successful, and more rewarding your life will be. And this is not a new concept. It's been taught by every great spiritual leader and teacher who walked the planet. So this exercise builds new memories or stored data into your nervous system. It builds a new image of self. After practicing it for a time, you will be amazed to find yourself acting differently. In this process, you're going to see yourself acting, feeling, and being as you want to be right now. And you make sure that it's in the present tense. You're going to imagine, not yet but in a few moments, how you would feel if you were already the sort of person that you wanted to be. For example, if you've been shy and timid, you're going to see and feel yourself moving among people with effortless ease and with volition and a sense of purpose. If you've been fearful and anxious in certain situations, well, you're going to see and feel yourself as calm and relaxed, acting with confidence and decisiveness, and feeling expansive and in control of the situation. By repeating this simple process at least once a day, every day for the 21 days, you will allow your self-image to easily integrate with your real self. So just take a few moments now just to have a think about the qualities that you would like to add to your self-image. Are they qualities of belief, confidence, having lots of energy, being happy, being joyful, feeling gratitude, contributing, being focused? Write it down and just have a think about it before we begin the process. And then when you're ready, you can just move on to the unconscious process on the following track.